You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
I'm going to quote a statement from one of my favorite movies, The Shawshank Redemption. Remember when Andy hides the contents for Red? He opens up the letter in the field and he says, "You've come this far. I'm going to ask you to come a little bit further." And then he tells him about Zihuatanejo. Remember that? So folks, you've come far. I'm going to ask you to go a little bit farther. In other words, you've come all the way to the 18th stream of income live stream, and we are here. Congratulations. So this is all about the 18th stream, which is all about partnerships. And yesterday we talked about affiliates, and here is Elise, and here's Ricky, and we are going to have a blast today. Share this. We're talking about partnerships. We have some big announcements. Tomorrow is the big book launch party. And let me tell you what, folks, we have a digital swag bag for everybody who registers. So you're going to get the 18 streams checklist where you can post that thing and watch and see exactly what income streams you are doing based on your book and which ones you still need to do. You're going to get the Firestarter formula, which is all about how to take your book and turn it into a spark, a flame, and a blaze, and get this thing blowing up. You're also going to get the 36 business tools I can't live without, the online business tools. You're also going to get a $100 off author coupon. I'm telling you, folks, what party do you get four prizes for just for registering? And then in addition to that, if you get any amount of copies, one copy or five or 10, we have these mini courses that we're gifting you with. So the mini courses are normally quite a bit of money, and yet you're getting them free. Even if you get one copy, if you get five, you get two mini courses. And if you get 10 copies, you get three mini courses. And those mini courses are about how to create a killer book trailer and leverage it, how to cash in on your audiobook, and my top author secrets of 2021. Those three mini courses. So you might say, how in the world do you get all this stuff? Folks, it's one link. One link is all you need. carryoverbrenner.com/18book. And listen, if you're listening to this replay, weeks from now, months from now, I don't know. Maybe the link will still be up. Maybe it'll be down. Maybe we're going to pull that thing down really quick. I haven't asked the team yet. So it's up today. So go get your free digital swag bag. At least get one copy. I mean, come on, folks, one copy. You got to get at least one. Why? Because you'll get one of the mini courses. That alone is worth more than the book itself. But anyway, let's talk about partnerships. Here's where I see most authors stay poor. And in the book, I don't talk about rich authors and poor authors. I talk about poor authors and smart authors. Okay. So poor authors and smart authors. Smart authors focus on, you ready for this? They don't focus on their clients when they get to the 18th stream. They focus on their partners. So I got to give a shout out to Sherry. Sherry just spoke and I saw the picture. Sherry's book, Echoing the Child Within. Wait, what is it called, my friend? I know I have it on my shelf. It's a beautiful, beautiful book, and it's somewhere around here. I'll look for it, but it's a beautiful book. But she did one of the income streams just this past weekend. She did keynote speaking. So I'm really proud for you, Sherry. I saw the picture. You had your book on stage. You had the doll that you made, and there's a whole story behind that. She was human trafficked as a young girl. And now she's taking her pain and turning it into purpose. And guess what? The purpose is becoming a platform. Did you catch that? I want you to catch that. You take your pain you leverage it into purpose, and that purpose becomes a platform. Did you catch that? That's kind of the process that a lot of authors who have that internal story of trauma or pain. I'm not saying every author needs that story. Another shout out. Oh my gosh, this happened minutes ago. A shout out. This is true. This is absolutely true. And what I want you to realize is that this is an example of partnerships. Sherry partnered with a church. Now, they brought her back. They said, come back, Lee and Sherry. And by the way, happy birthday, Lee, yesterday. I love my clients. I really do. I love my clients. Leah just popped up. Leah has got an income stream. Leah, the name of your book, does it have the word rendezvous in it? Royalty? I know it's got royalty in it. I have your pen. I think about it often. Go ahead, post the name of your book. But Leah just got booked to do a speaking gig based around her book. So in other words, folks, this is where you start stacking the streams of income. Okay. You start stacking. And I have to show you all. Oh my gosh, I'm going to show you this. This is so cool. Yeah, Royal Rendezvous. See, I knew it. All right. So watch this, folks. Watch this. I'm just going to share my screen here. All right, here we go. We have some very cool things coming. Can you see this? Yeah, you can see that. There are people that are taking their books and they're saying, you know what? My book is not a business card. This is the pledge. There's a pledge going on right now. And by the way, I created this pledge so you would get, there's nothing about my book here. This is for you. So there's people right now that are saying, you know what? I want to post out there that I have 10 income streams. Or other people are saying, you know, I want to post out there that I have 5 income streams based on my book. Why? Because people will begin to ask you questions. They'll say, what do you mean you got 5? Tell me about that. Well, I got a workshop. I got an audio book. I got an ebook. I got a membership community. This is a conversation starter for you. And you see that we have different badges. Okay. And some of these badges are being posted all over the internet. So how many income streams, and who wants a badge? Who wants these badges? We even have the coveted 18th badge. So if you want this badge, go to carryoverbrenner.com/18book. And I want to share with you the manifesto, because there's a manifesto that I wrote over the weekend. Check this out. This is the My Book is Not a Business Card manifesto. Some people say that a book is just a business card. This couldn't be further from the truth. How do they differ, you may ask? Here's just a start. Business cards cost money. Books create value. Business cards are an expense. Books are an asset. Business cards get thrown away. Books last forever. Business cards decrease space in your pocket. Books increase influence, impact, and income. Business cards change landfills. Books change lives. I am an author. My words create worlds. And folks, you have an opportunity to sign it, date it, and put your books, and you have the opportunity to post this thing wherever you want online. A lot of people are signing the manifesto. How many of you are signing the manifesto? You sign it and post it. Why? Because listen, you know, this is great. This is about my book and promotion. But what I really want you to do is sign the manifesto. There's nothing about me here. And this is all about you. You date it, you put your books, and you post this online and take a screenshot. And then guess what? People start looking and saying, I got to talk to Sherry. I got to talk to Leah. I got to talk to all these great Ricky, Elise, you bet. So let me give you some examples, folks. Oh, what just happened a few minutes ago? Sorry, I got distracted. I saw on Facebook, one of my friends, Diana, post about her granddaughter getting bullied. And I said, oh my gosh, I know an author In fact, I think I have it here. Hold on, hold on. I said, I know an author. And I got to send this book to this young girl who's getting bullied. So guess what? Chrissy Mayer, somebody tag Chrissy. Chrissy has multiple streams of income based around her book. Do you know that she sold 28 of these the other day at an outdoor festival? And this book, I know about it because it's about bullying. And it's about how the giraffe thinks he's too tall. And guess what? The granddaughter got bullied because she was, quote, too short. So folks, books are changing lives. I have no idea, but I'm mailing. I asked Chrissy, I said, give me everything. I said, I'm buying everything. I said, get me the book, get me the box, get me the coloring book, get me the little handout that you put in there. Who knows what's going to happen? Chrissy speaks now about her book. Chrissy has things for parents. Listen, folks, this is what you do. You got to check this out. You ready for this? This is pretty cool. Here's some little quotes that I got in my head about the new book. Okay, so the new book is out on Amazon, but here's some quotes. I stole this one from Daphne. Somebody tagged Daphne. Thank you, Daphne. Think outside the book. Is that good or what? Think outside the book. Not think outside the box, think outside the book. So we're going to do a whole thing. Oh my gosh. What, Tanisha or Ricky, can you, I want t-shirts that say that. Can we even do that before conference? Think outside the book. That would be cool. That would be cool. I don't know, but we're going to get some shirts or something. Think outside the book. Another one. I wrote it down the other day. This is good. This is good. Let me get that here. Hold on. I'm coming. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. Think outside the book. That was one, but there was another one. I can't find it now. Where did I write it? I wrote it somewhere. I'll find it, but it's something about your message is meant to be a movement. Your message is meant to be a movement. There's another one that I put called, your message was never supposed to stay stuck between two book covers, something like that. Anyway, you can see what's happening, folks. And this happens normally when I think about a book, it starts getting big. Your book is meant to be a movement. Your book is not meant to be just something on the shelf. Oh, here's one. Here's another one by the way, Chrissy's in Firing. If you haven't thought about Firing, you got to think about Firing, man. We blow things up with people in Firing. But anyways, John Ali's in Firing. And John Ali is turning her book into a whole movement. In fact, she's writing the Making Mathineers Manifesto, okay? And, but anyways, she's blowing up. She's speaking. She's created masterminds. The point is this, folks, I don't care if your book's about children, a children's book, fiction book. Faye Bryant the other day, big shout out to Faye. She's turned her book into 10 income streams. So we're on the 18th one, and I gotta shut up because we have a big webinar coming, with hundreds of people at 1 o'clock. So if you have not signed up for the webinar, drop in the link, please. I'm going to be taking you deep into this. Sherry says, my message is starting to be a movement. Yes, it is. Absolutely. What is the webinar link for today? I don't even know. It's something like, I think it's called authoracademyelite.com/18webinar, something like that. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Ricky. Awesome. So that's the webinar today. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of authors that have signed up, and we're only choosing 20 to work with. So if you're saying, Carrie, I need to be there. Yes, you do. A lot of the people that you see here on this live stream are authors. We love them. The biggest, I won't say it's the biggest, the best author conference in the world is 3 weeks away, ignitingsoulsconference.com. And here's what the 18th stream of income is. Partnerships. Partnerships. Most authors think only about their reader. What Chrissy is doing, what John Ali is doing, what Lee is doing, what I do with all my books is I don't think about the reader when I get to the 18th stream. I think about the partner. So for example, Chrissy can partner with school systems. You see what I'm saying? This is where you go after not the fruit, you go after the fruit tree. You go after the apple orchard. Because inside the apple orchard are millions of apples. So you stop focusing on, oh, I got to sell my book to every single person. And instead you start thinking about partnerships. So we literally have Chrissy, for an example, partnering with hospitals. Because when mothers are told, and mothers and fathers, that their baby has a cleft palate, she now has a resource that the hospital can hand anybody who gets a child that has a cleft palate, because Chrissy had a cleft palate and she writes about that. John Ali is not going after the individual teachers. John Ali's going after the educational system, because inside the educational system, there are millions. You get what I'm saying? So this is the big difference between, you know, going small and going big. Sherry shouldn't just think of, I want to speak at this individual church. I want to speak at this individual church. I want to speak at this individual church. She should think of organizations that reach out and help human trafficking. So suddenly you go from thinking very small to thinking very big. And in the book, your book is not a business card, which, by the way, do you have one? It's out in all versions right now. Audio, ebook, hardcover, softcover. I think that's all. Anyway, the 18th income stream. Enjoy endless referrals. And I say, listen, fair warning, income stream number 18 takes relationship marketing to another level. Most authors focus on their audience, their readers, and their clients. Very few authors focus on their potential partnerships. And in here, I talk about something called the Infinite Partnership System. And I tell you all about it. And I teach you the system. And by the way, there's a QR code for the free training. So again, this whole book contains so many, so there's the seven secrets about the Infinite Partnership System. And then I say, look, here's the QR code to scan the free training. So folks, you gotta get this. You gotta get this. Why? Because this gets you to the next level. This gets you from thinking about readers to partners, okay? I got to go tweak my final slides for my PowerPoint for the webinar. I got to roll. Are you signed up for the free party? Are you getting your digital swag bag? By the way, tomorrow you're going to meet Ayana. Tomorrow at my party, I'm actually going to be bringing on literal authors who are doing multiple streams of income. You're not going to just hear, oh, what about, yeah, Carrie, that's nice. You wrote the book on it. That's nice. Maybe you're just trying to sell a book. No. You're going to actually hear from Pat Luce and Renee Vidor. And you're going to hear from some new people that you haven't. Jonathan Van Horn. Okay. You're going to be hearing from some Shane. Okay. So some authors I've never interviewed before. And these are brand spanking new authors. And they already have multiple streams of income based upon their book. Why? Why do I want people to write multiple streams of income on their book? I'll tell you why. Because you can do what you love full time. Because you can actually, it's very tough to sell enough books to support a family. I'm just telling you, it's very hard. But once you suddenly create your book-based webinar, your book-based workshop, your book-based mastermind, your book-based consulting, your book-based coaching, which by the way is not hard, your book-based keynote, once you start developing all of your book-based income streams, here's what's going to happen. You're going to change a lot more lives, number one, okay? Because there's going to be people who never read your book, but they hear your speech. There's going to be people who never read your book, but they're going to see your book-based content marketing. Folks, I'm telling you, you are going to change more lives with 18 streams of income, and you're going to actually make more income. Why would you not want to do that? Okay. So this is kind of what makes Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, I'm not going to say famous. It makes us unique, because most people say your book is just a business card. It's not. Folks, we're starting a revolution. We're starting a movement. Go post how many income streams you have. Use our badges. Use the manifesto. Get the word out about your book. Okay. Be a soul on fire. You're changing lives. We got so much happening in the next 48 hours. See you then.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.